ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 5th chapter, text 35, 34 and 35.
Balasya Leelayo Srishta. Balasya Leelayo Srishta. Haradeha hata hataha. Lalasya champi chakampire sarve. Mahavateri taiva.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Because of Lord Balaram's pastime of throwing the body of the ass demon into the top of the tallest palm tree, all the trees began shaking and striking against one another as if blown about by powerful winds. There's no purport, so we'll read the next verse. Naitat chitram bhagavati hi anante jagadishvare otaprotam idam yasmins tantusva anga yatha patata. Translation. My dear Parikshit, that Lord Balaram killed Dhenukasur is not such a wonderful thing. Considering that he is the unlimited personality of Godhead, the controller of the entire universe, indeed, the entire cosmos rests upon him, just as a woven cloth rests upon its own horizontal and vertical threads. Purport. Unfortunate persons cannot appreciate the blissful pastimes of the Supreme Lord. In this connection, Srila Jiva Goswami explains that the Supreme Lord possesses unlimited potency and strength, as expressed here by the word Anante. The Lord exhibits a tiny fraction of His power according to the need of a particular situation. Lord Balaram desired to vanquish the gang of demoniac asses who had unlawfully seized the Talavan forest, and therefore he exhibited just enough divine opulence to easily kill Dhenukasur and the other demons. Hare Krishna, I seek the blessings of all the devotees. Understanding me to be a sadhaka, kindly excuse me if I am not able to do justice to this 10th canto verse. Lord Balaram is exhibiting his amazing power, and by holding Dhenukasur's feet and throwing him on a tree, on the tallest palm tree over there, and then consecutively all other trees fall down. This is a Srila Prabhupada writes, unfortunate persons cannot appreciate the blissful pastimes of the Lord. So people are very attracted to some action like this. And they go in theaters to watch movies, to see action. And human beings, they try to do something. In reality, they actually cannot do. So they try to imitate by doing something, using some special effects. But here, Lord Balaram is very naturally doing. Srila Prabhupada writes that he is not even exhibiting all his power. Very little power he is exhibiting. If he wants, he can just throw one planet on a bigger planet and all planets will fall on each other. He can exhibit if he wants. He's so powerful. But here, for the pleasure of his friends and simultaneously to destroy all these demons, is using this Dhenukasura and throwing him, and it becomes a very beautiful scene. Akritavan kila karmani saharameena keshava atimartyani bhagavan gudha kapata manusha. He comes as a human being and performs these wonderful pastimes. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says that fools, they deride me, they are not able to understand my extraordinary pastimes. So when people see all these in other places, in television and movie, they appreciate. And they make these people their heroes, they want to elect them for political reasons. But the same pastimes, when they are exhibited by the Supreme Lord, they do not appreciate. They become envious. It is a proof that we have envy in our heart. Somebody was mentioning last time, that was Devamrit Maharaj mentioning. He showed one book to a person. He opened the book, and the book was Krishna book. And he said, "What? Krishna is the only enjoyer?" The man slapped the book and said, "I don't want this book. God is the only enjoyer. I cannot tolerate it." So people cannot tolerate him becoming a superman. But he is the one. There is no one else who is like him. And unfortunate persons cannot appreciate the blissful pastimes of the Supreme Lord. They are unfortunate. People are unfortunate that they are not able to appreciate the blissful pastimes of the Lord. It's actually a rare thing that somebody can come out of the illusion and start appreciating the pastimes of the Lord. It's a very rare thing. So Bhagavad Gita mentions four types of people who cannot appreciate. Namam duskritino mudha prapadyante naradhama maya pritagyana asurim bhavam ashrita. The first type is called as the mudha, who are grossly foolish, who are working very hard. And we find this category so much in cities. The bigger the city, the varieties of mudha is more. And very, very hardcore. The smaller towns, people may be foolish, but lesser. The more advanced materially, the more people become grossly foolish and forgetful of Krishna. In the cities, people are working hard day and night. As Radha Gopinath Prabhu was mentioning about one person, I don't know whether it was himself, but some devotee went for book distribution. And as he entered the office, this man became so angry. Said, "What do you want? Get lost from here." Even before the devotee could say something, he just removed some money from his pocket, some 100 rupee note, and said, "Take this." Threw it on his face. Said, "Just get lost." This is a grossly foolish man. He's working day and night, working hard. And Prabhupada writes, he's working for self-made duty. And working for a master whom he does not know. So hard. I remember I was working for one company, and my boss would regularly forget to eat his lunch. And Srila Prabhupada writes, they work so hard like a donkey for a bundle of grass, and they hardly can enjoy. They're working so hard, they can hardly enjoy. Radha Gopinath was mentioning about this building where name is Sea Face. Husband and wife, both are working so hard. Huge flat, and you can see the ocean right from there. And who enjoys that? The maid servant. Whole day she sits over there, watches the television, and she enjoys the sea view. Sea view. Building name is Sea View. She enjoys, and these two of them are working day and night like a donkey and coming back late night at home. Never enjoy that view. They stay there, but they never enjoy. So this is grossly foolish. Work so hard. And when they see devotees not joining that same rat race, they become worried about the devotee. They ask him, what's wrong with you? Why are you not working? What will happen to you? Why are you not foaming like us? They cannot tolerate seeing somebody happy. Because they are not happy, they cannot imagine. And so they start imagining that maybe this person is mad. Srila Prabhupada wrote an article, who is crazy? Because people think devotees are crazy because they are not working hard like donkeys. People, devotees, I know so many devotees, even here, they have sacrificed or they have actually detached themselves and saved themselves from this rat race. We have one devotee sitting right here. He would be embarrassed if I not name his name, give his name. 12 years back, he was earning a salary of 3 lakh rupees a month. He gave up. And he just wanted to serve Krishna. That is a big sacrifice. One devotee I asked, I met him in the congregation, asked him, Prabhuji, you are not going to office today? He said, no, I know I can earn so much money, but if I go, then I will have to compromise with my spiritual life. Another devotee, he worked for 20 years for a company, and his company gave him promotion, special promotion. We'll get very powerful facilities, lot of power, prestige, and he did not accept it. And they were telling him, please take, and he was rejecting. And he used to come for the Sunday feast regularly. And he told me that, I have given up. I don't want to take because I know if I take that post, then with that post will come so many responsibilities, I cannot attend any program. I will get a better bungalow, I will get more cars, but I cannot practice my Krishna consciousness. So devotees, they are considered crazy by many people. Because they are not following this rat race. So this first category, mudha. Prabhupada writes, they are suffering from indigestion and ulcers because of working hard. So does that mean that devotee should not work hard? Devotees do their sadhana very nicely, they complete their rounds and they work hard for Krishna. They work very hard for Krishna. Why? Because they understand who their master is. They are not working for an illusory master. Then there is Maya Aprita Jnana. Those whose intelligence is stolen by Maya, by material energy. Such people, they may be very scholarly, very intelligent. Hiranyakashipu is a person like that. He's very intelligent. In Shastras, when he tells a story about when his brother is dead, Hiranyaksha, he gives a very wonderful story about Yamraj approaching as a young boy to pacify the ladies who are not allowing their husband to be taken. So that is quoted in many places as Hiranyakashipu Uvacha. But although he has so much knowledge, he derides the form of the Lord. And he tried to kill Varadev. Narasimhadev. Similarly, Hiranyaksha tried to kill Varadev. Of course, his killing, he fought very nicely. He embraced also the boar incarnation. So, such people, and there are others, Prabhupada says, scholars who by their writings try to deride the form of the rod. Then there is Maya Prita Jnanam. Asurim bhavam ashrita. Those who are outright openly mention that we are atheist. I don't believe in God. They have knowledge, but they openly proclaim war against God. Just like Jarasan. Jarasan, he knew Krishna is so powerful and he is God. But he just, even Duryodhan actually, he told Krishna that I know that what is dharma, but I don't have interest in that. and I know what is adharma, but I am inclined towards that. So, such people, they are unfortunate. These are, and then there is Naradhama, lowest of the mankind. Srila Prabhupada says, such people are socially and politically very powerful, but they have no religious principles in their life. He also says that in the purport to the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, 99.9% are Naradhamas in today's time. The opposite of Naradhama is Narottama. In the pastime of Dhritarashtra being a Naradhama caught up in with his position, we see Vidura coming and trying to save Dhritarashtra. A very beautiful pastime. I'd like to read from the first canto. Vidura, he's been blasphemed and he's sent out of the kingdom. And after a long time, Vidura's travels take him to various holy places. He meets Maitreya Rishi. And Maitreya Rishi has been instructed by Lord Krishna to give this wonderful knowledge of Dharma to Vidura. Vidura, he asks few questions, he has not even completed hearing from Maitreya. He just gets up and walks towards Hastinapur. Now, from one point of view, Vidura is in renounced order. For the last 38, 35 years, he was out traveling. He was not staying in the kingdom. But now, he is coming back. Why all of a sudden, after so many years, he is coming back? Just to save his brother, Dhritarashtra. And so when he comes back to the kingdom, everyone is overjoyed. Vidura was a very important personality, Mahatma Vidur, in the kingdom of Hastinapur. He's Yamraj himself. When he comes back, Yudhishthir Maharaj, all the other Pandavas, Kunti, Gandhari, Yuyutsu. Yuyutsu is one of the sons of Dhritarashtra, born from a Vaishya woman. They all come up and they greet him. And they worship him. They wash his feet. They welcome him. Pratyujyatmuhu prahasena pranam tava ivagatam abhisangamya viditvat pranam tanva ivagatam. It is said that when Vidura came back, it was just as if life has come back in a dead body. So happy people were when they saw Vidura come back. And Yudhishthir Maharaj arranges a big feast. Actually, in Yudhishthir Maharaj's kingdom, Krishna himself was visiting. So what to speak of other people, there were many demigods, Narada Muni, Rishis, regularly visiting his kingdom. So their guest reception department was very amazing. He was so, naturally, we cannot even imagine how he must have welcomed Vidura. Because he was like his father. And welcomed him very nicely, worshipped him. And then Vidura was asked by Yudhishthir Maharaj. Yudhishthir cried and he said that, my uncle, do you remember how you always protected us along with our mother from all sorts of calamities? Your partiality like the wings of a bird saved us from poisoning and arson. If Vidura would have not protected, these kids would have died long back. But Vidura always protected. And Vidura was accepting everything smilingly. He was accepting. Now as a renunciate, he has come back. And he's worshipped so royally, but he's accepting everything, all the worship. He was quiet. And then Yudhishthira was asking, where did you travel? Because you are a king, you stayed so royally, where did you eat? You know, which other, means holy dhams, you, of course even now very few places, there are places where one can go and travel and eat. Even if one is a sadhu, there is free chhatras, Prabhupada said. So, and then he says that, actually what to speak of yourself visiting holy dhams, you yourself are like a holy dham. Bhavadvida bhagavatas, tirtha bhuta swayam vibhu, tirthi kurvanti tirthani, swantastena gadabritaha. Because in your heart, you carry the Supreme Lord who is the wheeler of the gada. So, he is glorified like that. And it is a fact, such devotees, Mother Ganga, she never wanted to come down to this planet. She was afraid that if I come back, come down here, I will become contaminated by the sins of so many sinful people. And Lord Shiva, being pleased by Bhagirath Muni, he gives assurance to Mother Ganga, do not worry, if you come down here, great Tirtha devotees will come and take bath in your waters and you will become purified. So Vidura is such an exalted Tirtha. So why has he visiting here? He's accepting all this opulent worship, everything, just for one reason. He has come to save his brother Dhritarashtra. So Yudhishthira Maharaj is very happy. He has got a grandson. He has got somebody to take care of the throne. And he, when he is inquiring, Vidur ji tells him everything of all the different travels except for the destruction of the Yadus. He knows that the Yadus have already destroyed, but he does not tell about that to Yudhishthira and the Pandavas because he knows that they will be very much pained. He keeps quiet. And then, after all this is done, in the dead of the night, Vidur, he goes and meets Dhritarashtra. Evam griheshu saktanam pramattanam tad ihaya atyakramad avijnata kala parama dushtaraha. Insurmountable eternal time imperceptibly overcomes those who are too much attached to family affairs and are always engrossed in their thought. Pramattanam is translated as insanely attached. Person becomes insanely attached to family life. Of course, as Kali Yuga is advancing, there is not much of a concept of family life. So, I don't know how far in future people will like so many things. When we speak, and Prabhupada was giving, telling them in the West, he had to make it very much principle-centered because they don't apply in the social structure in those places. But in general, people become attached to Pramatta. And here, Dhritarashtra is very attached. Vidurastad abhipretya Dhritarashtram abhashataha rajan nirgyamatam shigram pashyedam bhayam agataha. What does Vidu tell? Vidur calls Dhritarashtra as Rajan. Rajan means, O king. Now Dhritarashtra is no more the king. He doesn't have that position. Many times we are attached to some position we have. But after a while, because nothing is permanent in this material world, all post and positions go away. But in India, there is a culture, even if a person doesn't have a position, they still, there is a culture of speaking. They call him by that name. If somebody has been the prime minister, the president, or a captain, if somebody has been a captain, even after he's retired, they'll call him captain. I remember I went to a village for a program some time back. And there were two brothers who had arranged the program. And far away village. And the elder brother, everyone was calling him doctor. So I asked, oh, you're a doctor? He said, no, I'm not a doctor. I said, why then everyone is calling? It was in UP, in Uttar Pradesh. I said, why everyone is calling you a doctor? He said, I was working in a medical store earlier. So because I was working in a medical store, everyone started calling me doctor. Because that in the village, that's how names fall. And then because they started calling me a doctor, I also started giving some medicines. So I was shocked. I said, my God, you should be careful, you know, if something goes wrong. He said, no problem, in the village everything is okay. People come, they ask me, I go, I recommend some medicine because I work in a medical store. I know what is to be given. So here Dhritarashtra is no more the king. He is no more Rajan. But he is called like that sarcastically. And Vidur says, Pashyaidam, just see. He cannot see, he is blind. But he is still saying, Pashyaidam, just see. Idam, see what? Then what can you see? Because with his eyes you cannot see. Bhayam agatam. Fear has come. What does that indicate? That indicates, my dear brother, death has come. Now just see. You cannot see, but I am telling you. Because you have never seen yourself in the mirror. You don't know how old you look. You may always, just imagine, if we never see ourselves, if we always keep our eyes closed, we will understand we are the same person. So I'm young. So Dhritarashtra has never seen himself. He's blind. But Vidur is saying, I can see what has happened to you. You have become very old. Bhayam agatam. Death has come, my dear brother. Pratikriya na yasyeha. Kutaschit karhichit prabho. So him, there may be a question that, okay, then is there a pratikriya? Is there something we can do about it? If there is hunger, the pratikriya is I can eat food. If there is old age, nowadays the pratikriya is you can do a skin lift, face lift. If the hair is going white, we can do black, color it. But what is the pratikriya for death? There is no pratikriya. There is no way we can do anything. No changes for death. Pratikriya, death is coming. So can we stop it? There is no pratikriya. Kutaschit karhichit prabho. Sa esha bhagavan kala. And how is death coming? Lord Krishna, Bhagavan is coming as kalaha, as time himself. This frightful situation cannot be remedied by any person in this material world. My Lord, it is the Supreme Personality of Godhead as eternal time. People think they will live forever. They're very happy. And when we talk to them about death, they say it is something very natural. Why do you worry so much? And we are shocked. My God, I am practicing Krishna consciousness. I am not so fearful. But this person seems to be really fearless. I am not so fearless and this person is so fearless. He's a materialist. It will be revealed when death actually comes. Bhayam agata. So Vidur is telling that yena chaiva bhipanno yam prane priyatamerapi janasadya vijeta kim utta jerdanidhi. So what if then Dhritarashtra may say that, but my dear brother, you're saying that death has come. What about all my wealth? What about all my estate and my belongings? So Vidura says, Yena chavi banyo praner priyatamer api. Says, my dear brother, whoever is under the influence of Supreme Kala must surrender his most dear life, praner priyatamer. What to speak of other things? You're speaking about your wealth and your house and your belongings. You have to give up the most important thing, your life. What to speak of other things? We may love so many things that we have. But when death comes, we have to give up our life. And he tells him, don't you understand? Can't you understand that earlier your father has died? Your father means that is also father of Vidura. Both of them is the same father. If your father has died, our father is dead. Pitrer bhrate surat putra, your brothers are dead. Before you, your father is dead, and after you, your sons are dead. Dhritarashtra, while living, all his 100 sons died. Such a horrible situation. He said, before your father is dead, after you, your sons are dead, and in between you are tangling, you think you will live? You will also die. Why do you think? Hataste vigatam vayam, atma cha jaraya ghrishta. Just imagine if a blind person can become so attached to his belongings, his house, his things, what to speak of somebody who can actually see? Somebody who has never seen his actually belongings, the beauty, the opulence, but yet he becomes so attached, then what to speak of somebody who is regularly seeing, owning credit cards, cars? Recently some kids were visiting from some guest which had come, is taking them around, and small kids walking on the street, they would just point out and tell me, Prabhuji, this is that Audi, this is this type of Benz. So many different names, they were naming the different cars, and I was sure, I don't know all these cars, I have no idea, for me they're all looking quite similar. And then I asked them, what do you want? He said, I want that particular car. From childhood, the child is seeing all these things. So many different types of mobile. Every day new thing is coming up. It's natural that we are going to become so much attached. And somebody who has not seen become so attached, what to speak of somebody who is seeing this every day? Parageham. You are so attached to all these things and you are staying in somebody else's house. Parageham. You are not staying in your house, you are staying in your enemy's house. So this is Vidur is actually inspiring. He's in a way, this is the quality of a very advanced soul. He will sometimes speak in such a way that will churn our hearts. It is very painful, but it is good for us. Only well-wishers can speak like that. Otherwise, it's a great opulence if somebody can correct us. And we are fortunate, actually, we have some devotees around us like that. If they can always correct us when we have... Because if Dhritarashtra were not to be taken care of by Vidur like this, he would have surely gone to hell. So, Vidura tells him that Andha Puraiva Vadhiro Manda Pragyascha Sampratam Vishirna Danto Mandagni Saraga Kapha Udvaham. That, my dear brother, you're living in the house of your enemy. You are blind from birth, Andha Puraiva. Puraiva, from beginning you have been blind, and now you have become a Vadhiro. Now you also become deaf. Earlier at least you would hear, in old age person becomes deaf. Now you become deaf also. You cannot hear so many things. At least when I used to tell you earlier, you would listen. Now you cannot listen properly. And manda prajna, your intelligence also become weak. You cannot understand. Only after I shout, you will understand something. And vishirna danto, your teeth have fallen away. And mandagni, you have got very low digestion. You are going to the toilet again and again. Saraga kapa udvahan. How much? Yeah, that's what happens. When a person becomes old, there is mandagni. People say,
You know, if there's an old man in the house, that's what they say about him. Oh, our father, our grandfather, he's, even at this age, he's so wonderful. Without anyone's help, he goes to the toilet. That's like a big achievement for an old man. To go to the toilet without anyone's help. Generally people say, he's so, as if, you know, he has become self-realized. No. But that is what is there. In old age, saraga kapham udham. Cough. You're full of cough. And even more, to inspire him, he tells, Aho mahiyasi jantor jijivitsa yatha bhavan. He says that bhima pavarjitam pindam adhate griha palavat. He said that you have become blind, you are blind, you have become deaf, you are mandagni, teeth are falling off, and still you are attached to live here. Just see yourself. You're living like a dog. Bhima is coming and throwing some food particle and you're eating. The quality of a dog is, if you have ever noticed, even before you give him food, he will start wagging his tail. He does a lot of, say in Hindi they say, chaplusi, of somebody who gives him food. You know? Keep barking on others, but person who gives. So like a dog, you are eating here in this house, Bhima. And another animal is an elephant. An elephant, it is seen that elephant, they have to coax him to eat. Please eat. Please eat. And then the elephant will eat. So it is said that as far as eating is concerned, one should not eat in a place where one is not respected. One should eat where we are requested to eat. And not mention, okay, I am coming to eat. You know, where you are requested to eat. So here, Vidura is inspiring him by giving, alas, how powerful are the hopes of a living being to continue his life. Verily, you are living just like a household dog and are eating remnants of food given by Bhima. Of course, Bhima never did like that. He was very respectful. Yudhishthir Maharaj never thought Dhritarashtra would be like his enemy. He respected him, loved him a lot. And then he says, can you imagine how you are? You are Agnir Nirishto Dattascha Garo Darascha Dushtitaha. You are living in this house, in the same house, to those people whom you tried to kill. Dhritarashtra personally did not kill, but he assisted, he in the plan. Agnir Nirishto Dattascha. Tried to burn them, tried to poison them, tried to kill them. So that's one reason you should leave. And the other reason you should go away from here is because you tried to kill them and they killed all your 100 sons. So at least for that reason you should go away. Become so shameful, shameless. So then question is asked, Tasyapi tava deho yam kripanasya jijivishyaho Praeti anichyato jirno jaraya vasasi iva. He says that the word used is jijivitshaha. That even after seeing so much of insult and such a bad state, you want to live. Why does a person want to live? What is the reason, if we just analyze, why does a person actually want to live? One wants to live, one wants to survive, thrive, because one wants to enjoy. You know, we see in our temple many times, very old people coming, groups of old people coming and kicking photographs everywhere. Anything they see, they click for snaps. You are chanting, they will come and click. Bhagavatam, Prabhupada, anybody walking in the sky, some bird is sitting. And actually, you know, Mandagani, Jiji, all this applies. You can see from their external, how they look. Because they have so much of desire. I have not yet seen America. I have not yet seen Australia. I want to go there, go here. Mujhe ghumna hai thoda. I have not sat in that car. I have not done so many things in life. I have not gone to Disneyland. I want to live. I want to live. To enjoy, to visit different places. And Shastras say that even the trees live for a long time. Then why should one live? Jivasya tattva jignyasa. One should live to understand Krishna. Vidura says, prayeti annichato jirno. Prayeti means running away. In Hindi, if you translate this, or Marathi also, this word will come. That running away. The body, for most of the people, the body leaves. If you analyze, the body becomes old and the body leaves us. For few people, the soul leaves the body. No? Most of the people, the body, we don't want to leave the body. We want to stay and enjoy. But the body leaves us. But for those who are advanced in spiritual life, they plan from the beginning and they leave the body for a higher destination. Jirno, the body will tear like an old garment and be finished. So my dear brother, you have become jaraya vasasi, you have become old, nothing. If you don't leave, your body will leave you. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that one should meditate on janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, dukkha, doshanu, darshanu. Regularly meditate on this. And sometimes devotees ask that this knowledge of janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi is not becoming fixed in my heart. I always keep forgetting that I have to die. Then the Lord gives 19 items of knowledge. Amanitvam, adambitvam, shanti marjamam evava. He says that if we practice this knowledge, these items, then we will always remember janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi. Because if we don't, if time, it is just a question of time that the body will have three labels other than whatever label we have. What are the other? Krimi, wheat, bhasma. It will either become worms or it will become stool eaten by some other animal, or when it is burnt, it will become dust. So then Dhritarashtra may question, then what should I do, my dear brother? Gata swartham imam deham virakto mukta bandhana avinyata gatir jahat savai dhira udarata. He says, my dear brother, become a dhira. Become a dhira. Dhira stattrana mohyati. What is a dhira? He is called undisturbed who goes to an unknown remote place and freed from all obligation quits his material body when it has become useless. A dhira is called as a person who, without other people knowing about him, goes to an unknown place and quits his body. And this Bhagavatam speaks very harshly. This is what we're supposed to do in general. But in old age, people are fearful because they're not trained to do like this. Also, he says, Yah svakta pratoveha jat nirveda atmaman ridikritvan harind geva pravarjatsa narottamaha. And then the word comes, narottama. Who's a first class man? He is certainly a first class man who awakens and understands either by himself, svakta, by his own understanding, he understands that goal of life is to go back to Krishna. Or parato veha, by other people's education he understands. And what does he do? he understands and falsely misery, leaves home, depends fully on the personality of Godhead, residing within this heart. Depends on Krishna within his heart and gives up this body. In today's time, if you tell some grihastha that this is the first class standard, that you have to leave home and go and die in an unknown place, then it will be too heavy. But the Srimad Bhagavatam says this is the first class standard. And Vidura's lamentation is, my brother could not become a Narottam. By his own understanding, he could not do, neither by, when the body is fit, by other people's teachings, he couldn't do it. So now he is forcing him, that at least now when you have come to the fag end of your life, give up this and come. And actually the fact is, 7 days from when Vidur preached to Dhritarashtra, Dhritarashtra died. Of course, he did not become a Narottam, but he became a Dhira. And he achieved perfection by becoming a Dhira. And Vidur was sad that I could not help my brother become a Narottam. So, Srila Prabhupada writes that Naradhama, Maya Prita Jnana, Asribhavi Ashrita, Naradhama is another type of Naradhama mentioned by the Acharyas, is that those people who come to Krishna consciousness do not appreciate the opportunity in Krishna consciousness and give up the practice of Krishna consciousness. They are considered Naradhama. They have the facility, and actually it is a fact, the most fallen is that person who has the opportunity to understand about God and he does not take it up. He has got the facility, he practices also, but he feels my desires are not going to be fulfilled now by such practice, and he gives it up. He is really a Naradhama. And it's not what I am mentioning, this is mentioned by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Such a person is a Naradhama. So, therefore, to always remain in association of devotees and seek senior guidance is very, very helpful. If we have facility of people like Vidura. Now actually Vidura is a Anuja. He is a younger brother of Dhritarashtra. And yet, he listens from him and he perfects his life. For many times, for us even to listen from a senior person becomes difficult. Then what will happen to us? If we don't follow the orders, even of a senior, what to speak of somebody who is younger to us? We are never going to listen. If we can just follow, respect and follow and not be judgmental on what is being told to us, then we can also perfect our lives like Dhritarashtra. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.